The most frequent question I've gotten asked over the past 2 years, whether it be in my DMs, in person, at workshops, or in my Facebook group, is intuitive eating right for me? Obviously, these questions are all phrased completely different, but the generalization is that people are really curious if intuitive eating is right for them. And in today's episode, I will be breaking this down and shining some light on this million-dollar question. So if you're wondering if intuitive eating could be a good fit for you, keep listening. Welcome to the Blonde Bites podcast. I'm your host, Emma Nazowitz, a nutritionist, intuitive eating coach, speaker, and body positive activist. This is where I help you navigate the messy and the magical path to loving your body and your plate. Think of this as happy hour with your bestie mixed with inspiration, tips, and real life conversations. This is the Blonde Bites podcast. First, let's quickly go over what intuitive eating is. So a textbook definition of intuitive eating is it's a self-care eating framework which integrates instincts, emotion, and rational thought. It's weight-inclusive, evidence-based model and has over 100 studies to date, which is pretty neat. It was created by two registered dietitians in 1995 and consists of 10 main principles which we will absolutely be getting into in this episode. These principles work by helping you cultivate alignment to the physical sensations that arise within your body to get both your biological and your psychological needs met, and removes any disruptors to this alignment, which are usually in the forms of rules, beliefs, or thoughts, aka diets. So to sum all of that up in easy terms, intuitive eating is a way to heal your relationship with food and your body. Now, would you believe me if I told you that you were born a natural intuitive eater and that pretty much it got lost along the way? Well, you were, because we all were. I want you to think of this. When babies are hungry, what do? They cry, right? And then when they cry, you feed them, they eat until their little bellies are full, and then what do? They stop. They don't stop when the bottle is empty or when they reach a certain amount of calories or when they hit their macros. They simply stop when they are full. And that is a tiny part of being an intuitive eater. It's the years and the years of diets and rules and fads that hinder your connection to your true inner hunger and fullness cues. And this, my friends, is only a tiny, tiny part of intuitive eating, but it goes to show you how influenced we actually are in our eating behaviors every single day. Now, I get the people all the time that come to me and say, I can't be an intuitive eater because I have food allergies or because I have an autoimmune disease, etc., etc. And I love when these statements arise because what I'm about to say always shakes their world. Every single person, no matter what ailments or allergies, can be an intuitive eater. And this is because intuitive eating is all about honoring your body, and that also means honoring your allergies and your ailments. And that's kind of why there's so much misconceptions around intuitive eating. I want you to think of all those misconceptions I'm sure you have heard by now. Things like, it's an eat whatever you want diet, it's not about health, it's anti-nutrition, it's only for people with eating disorders, all it is eating when you're hungry and stopping when you're full, yada, yada, yada. When in reality, it's about honoring your body through nutrition and healing your relationship to food through behavior modifications. And little side note, this is why it's so important to work with a registered dietitian who specializes in intuitive eating work, because we all have specialized training to help guide you through these types of behavior modifications and kind of the sticky parts of learning how to become an intuitive eater again. So the answer to the million-dollar question is yes, intuitive eating is right for you because it is right for everyone. So So now that we've discovered that intuitive eating is right for everybody, you might be kind of wondering a little bit more about intuitive eating. And I know I mentioned in the beginning of this episode that intuitive eating is made up of 10 principles. So I kind of want to chat a little bit about each principle, since there's a lot to unpack when it comes to intuitive eating. So the very first principle in intuitive eating is called rejecting the diet mentality. And this intuitive eating principle is really the core principle. And I like to tell my clients to think of it as a paradigm shift. It's only when you truly throw out dieting and replace it with a commitment to intuitive eating is when you're going to finally be released from that prison of dieting. I want you to kind of think of the dieting cycle. The only way to get out of that vicious cycle of starting a diet, feeling that you failed from a diet, feeling shame, feeling that you're not able to commit to something, then that's causing you to start a new diet again, that's the dieting cycle. And the only way to get out of it is to give it up. Because if dieting is part of the problem, it can't be a part of the answer, right? So the second intuitive eating principle is making peace with food. And this is actually technically the third principle in intuitive eating, but I think it kind of works kind of hand in hand similar to the first principle, which is rejecting the diet mentality. The key to this principle is to give yourself unconditional permission to eat food. So really throwing out the preconceived notion that certain foods are good and certain foods are bad. This is the principle I think that my clients and really just anybody that is new to intuitive eating has a lot of trouble with because we've spent years and years making up food rules and restrictions and just little funny things around food that it's kind of hard for us to start to make peace with it. The third intuitive eating principle is honoring your hunger. So a dieting body is a starving body, and our bodies don't really know or understand that food is right around every corner when you're constantly dieting and restricting these calories. And as far as your body's concerned, it thinks it's in a famine state, and it's going to try to adapt any way that it can. So one of the steps that I like to have my clients do to honor their biological hunger and learn to listen to their hunger cues is to let your body know that it will consistently have access to food, so there's no dieting, aka no famine and no deprivation. The next principle is respecting and feeling your fullness. And again, feeling your fullness and honoring your hunger is kind of going to go hand in hand there. The key to respecting your fullness or the ability to really just stop eating because biologically you've had enough to eat, it hinges critically on giving yourself unconditional permission to eat, aka making peace with food. So again, you're going back to that second principle. So all these principles you're going to start to see are very, very intertwined. And though you've worked hard on rejecting the diet mentality and you've worked hard on making peace with food, those food police thoughts, they're still there. And we need to switch and adapt your thought process. And that's what I really like to dive into with this principle with my clients, is how to challenge those thoughts and those processes and really start to change your way of thinking. Because you're going to have daily reminders of quote unquote good foods and quote unquote bad foods, really just kind of simply thanks to marketing. And that brings on a lot of guilt. And during your intuitive eating journey, you're going to be encountering so many societal food polices, but it's the inner food police that reside within your minds that's the harshest critic. Intuitive eating principle number 6 is discovering the satisfaction factor, and this one is my favorite to go through with my clients. So the satisfaction factor is so important because you always want what you can't have, right? We're driven by our unmet needs, and deprivation arises when we're not satisfied. So just like anything in life, a career, a relationship, anything, if you're not satisfied, you're not going to be happy. So one thing I want you to do is kind of think of all the times you say you ate carrots, but you really wanted chips. How many carrots and apples and rice cakes and peanut butter and almonds, etc., did you eat and you're still not satisfied, right? You should have all along just had a handful of chips and moved on. intuitive eating principle number 7 is coping with your emotions without using food. So all emotions such as anxiety, loneliness, or boredom are really normal emotions we experience through life that are going to have their own triggers and appeasement, and food will not fix any of these problems. It might help distract or numb problems or pain, but it's never going to solve them. And in the long run, you're just going to end up feeling worse. This can also be used on the flip side. So food is often used to be celebrated within all different types of cultures and life experiences. We celebrate with food, and the emotional ties will deepen with food because food is love, food is reward, and food is comfort. And this principle I find to be another tough one when working with my clients to get through, because you don't really realize the emotional ties that you do have with food. The next principle is respecting your body. And it's hard to reject the diet mentality if you are unrealistic and overly critical about your body shape, because body worry leads to food worry, which ultimately kind of fuels that cycle of dieting again. If you're always at war with your body, it's difficult to be at peace with food, since food happiness and body happiness are so closely related. The next intuitive eating principle, we're almost there, this is the second to last one, is joyful movement, or just simply exercise. So this principle is all about shifting your focus from the calorie burning effects of exercise to how it actually feels to move your body. And if you're waking up with the sheer goal of weight loss, it's not going to be a motivating factor. But if you wake up knowing that a brisk walk makes you feel energized for the day, that's so much more motivating to get moving. And last but certainly not least is what I think the most important principle of all is gentle nutrition. This principle is all about making food choices that honor your health and your taste buds and your body, because you're eating foods that are going to make you feel good. So to sum up all the principles and give you a really good insight on what intuitive eating is it's a way to have your life fit around food instead of food trying to fit into your life. So as we're dieting, we're constantly worrying about rules and macros and calories and portions and if you can eat a certain meal and going out to eat, when in reality, food is something that's meant to be celebrated and enjoyed and satisfying. And that's what intuitive eating reteaches you. It teaches you just to have food be another part of your life. There are so many health benefits that come along with intuitive eating, and you can really, really overall increase your level of physical, emotional, and psychological health when becoming an intuitive eater. So if that's something you're interested in diving in on, I will have the studies linked down in the show notes below that you can go ahead and check out. If you're interested on how you can become an intuitive eater, I highly, highly recommend checking out my 10-week intuitive eating coaching program. It is a one-on-one program where I work with you every single week and help guide you through all 10 principles we quickly just went over. And I help hold your hand and guide you through the wonderful world and journey to becoming an intuitive eater. That's it for today. Some of the best connections happen after the show, so I want you to find me on Instagram at Nutritional Blonde or at Blonde Bites Podcast and tell me what you thought of today's episode. And make sure you subscribe so that you can be the first to listen to an all-new episode next week.